Do a little housekeeping, Mr. Grab, real fast. I know, Carl. We had one case that was up for continuance. We didn't do that yet, did we? We need to officially do that.
You have in your tab item 8. It's the Hart appeal. It is a letter from Prince William County asking that matter be continued.
Please, quietly, if you could. Thank you.
Until the March meeting, due to their efforts to try to come up with a transcript. So while the commissioner basically acceded to that in general, that requires a motion of the commission to formally grant.
Motion. The chair will entertain a motion to continue item number 8 until Bob?
March 27th meeting.
March 27th. I think I see Mr. Holland's hand.
Yeah.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 9 is Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Stott. Do you have an update by chance?
Yes, I do.
But before we go further, Mr. Bowden.
I met with Mr. Stott and Mr. Freeze. He's the chairman of Accomack County Wetland Board. And if you all are agreeable, would you come up here too, Mr. Freeze? Mr. Stott, will you come up here too, please? We're trying to save you all a lot of time by not having necessarily have this public hearing. I met with both of these gentlemen at Mr. Stott's property, and he has agreed that he would mitigate on his own property for the wetlands loss, and suggested that we remand it back to Accomack County Wetlands Board to make the appropriate moves towards. He's going to have to submit drawings and plans and stuff to Accomack County Wetlands Board. So this is agreeable with you, Mr. Stott. We will just remand it back to Accomack County to take appropriate actions to mitigate for the loss of 70 square foot.
Mr. Freeze, it's a little unusual. It's okay with the board as well?
Yes, sir.
No, I think it's the design of the local wetlands board says it all. It could be better handled on a local level, and certainly if it's agreeable to all parties, I would entertain a motion to do so.
I move that we remand this back to Accomack County's wetland board.
Second.
Mr. Stott wants
to. I'd like to have something prepared for the board. I'd like to know what the mitigation would be, how much in relationship to the 75 square feet.
I think you'll have to work with the local wetlands board staff and with.
You're required to mitigate 70 square feet.
Okay. That's my question.
Thank you. That'll work.
I was going to say.
Boy, that's efficient. Ernie has been hard at work over there.
I read everything. Too much lately, but.
For the record, motion was made by Mr. Bowden, seconded by Mr. Tankard. All in favor of remanding item number 06-2223 to the local wetlands board, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much for your cooperation and assistance.
Thank you all very much. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Next item on the agenda is... Are these the ones we're going to take basically in?
And that would be kind of long. If you want, I could do Crittenden, which would be shorter.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we do Crittenden first, and then because we're going to do all the Matthews Wetlands in one. And for those that are here on behalf of the Matthews Wetlands Board, how long do you think this specific one should take, Chip?
The protestant called, said he was not coming, maybe 10 minutes.
Okay. For the record, we will recess at noon or shortly before. We will reconvene at 1:45. So we will take the Matthews County and then the rest of them up at between 12:45 and 12:50. Otherwise, we would be here until about probably 12:30 or 12:45 anyway. So I guess I need to change the agenda. Is there a motion to move?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Dr. McConaughey. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Please go, Mr. Nykirk.
Okay. I'll go right into the slides, Kathy.
We are now undertaking
item 10. Crittenden and Son.
10.
10. T.H. Crittenden and Son are requesting authorization to construct 35-foot by 16-foot community-use concrete boat ramp adjacent to their property, situated along the Rappahannock River in Middlesex County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. This is a vicinity map. Project is located along the Rappahannock River near Deltaville in Middlesex County. This is Sturgeon Creek down this way. Yep. And this is Bush Park Creek. Closer view of the topographic map. This area is the North End Wharf area. The ramp is situated in a ravine at the western end of the North End subdivision. The bank is steep, and the Rappahannock River is about 3 miles wide at the project site. The nearshore waters are very shallow. This is a 2002 aerial photograph. You can kind of make out the shadow for the ravine. There's a remains of an old pier at the site. The pier is intended to serve the owners of the North End subdivision. It's about 20 to 25 lots. It's these properties down east of the site. This is the plan view drawing. It's a 16 by 35 foot concrete ramp. Located between two existing timber jetties. Application states the channelward end of the ramp will reach about 18 inches of water, or 18 inches of water at low tide. This is the cross-sectional drawing. Ground shot, you can make out, hopefully, the PVC stake marking the end of the ramp. You also see the remains of the old pier that showed up in the 2002 aerial photograph. According to the applicant's agent, there was an old ramp installed at this site in the 1950s, but it was reportedly washed out approximately 10 years ago. This is a ground shot looking downstream. The project is protested by the downstream adjoining property owner, Mr. Robert Rudd. He is concerned the ramp will lead to increased traffic and that it is not appropriate for a residential neighborhood. This is looking back up the ravine. Generally in a south direction. BIM states the ramp is located along a sandy beach at a natural drainage ravine and that the site is not an ideal location since natural sand movement may bury the ramp and the shallow nearshore water depths limit the size boats that can be launched at the ramp. They also note the significant improvements will be required on the upland to provide vehicular access to the site. The Health Department states the project is in compliance with their sanitary regulations for marinas and boat moorings. Department of Conservation and Recreation find the project acceptable, but note that the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Act requires submittal of a water quality impact assessment. This is another ground shot looking landward that shows the adjacent upstream eroding bank. There will be significant grading and bank stabilization required on the landward side of the ramp to provide vehicular access to the site. However, Middlesex County will be responsible for evaluating and monitoring those impacts. Although the shallow nearshore waters will limit the use of the ramp to shallow draft vessels, the environmental impacts associated with the ramp should be minimal. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the assessment of a royalty of $160 for the encroachment of the ramp on 320 square feet of state and submerged land.
Please.
Be happy to try and answer any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Nykirk? Mr. Fox.
It's really a question of you. Our jurisdiction is from the mean low water outlet, right? And so we have nothing to say about what happens of the ravine.
That's correct. That's my understanding. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's
yeah.
Correct.
You tell me.
That's my understanding. I want to make sure that's correct.
Yeah,
any other questions, Chip? Is the proponent here, those, the applicant? Good morning still, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. I'm Carla Havens, Mr. Commissioner, members of the Commission. I thank you, Chip, for a thorough presentation. I would like to just add one thing.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, self you God?
I do.
And who you represent?
I'm Carla Havens with Mid-Atlantic Resource Consulting.
Good to have you here, ma'am.
Thank you. I just want to tell you that we already have in hand the land disturbing and permit and the water WQIA. Every county is different. The water quality impact assessment from Middlesex County. So we've taken care of that. We have our core permit as well. And this went before the Wetlands Board. I believe it was in July. It was in August. It was notified in July. And in August, it was approved as submitted.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions, Ms. Havens? Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank
you. Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? The matter is before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the project based on staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to accept staff recommendations to approve the project. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We'll be in recess until about 12:45.
I'm going to go